Chapter 15, 2. Translator. Zia, editor. Ellie, in Rusa genuinely believed that Yi Linan might lose his composure in class, so she brought him here in advance to see Sen Jing, hoping to prevent him from being caught off guard later. Yi Linan didn't think much of it. Since he was already here, he followed in Rusa's direction and looked down. Because of the distance, he thought it would take him some time to find the girl who was rumored to resemble Sen Tunzhou. To his surprise, the moment his gaze swept across the crowd, he spotted that familiar face instantly. She looks just like him, doesn't she? And Rusa, having pointed out Sen Jing's location, took two steps back to avoid being seen standing too close to Yi Linan. She didn't want anyone misunderstanding their relationship. After stepping away, she could only see Yi Linan's back, not his face. She had no idea whether he had found Sen Jing or what expression he had when he did. Yi Jianyuan, she called, but got no response. She stepped forward. Yi Linan? Only then did Yi Linan snap out of it, instinctively taking a step back, almost stepping on Inrusa's foot. Inrusa barely managed to dodge in time. When she looked up again, she saw that, although Yi Linan was facing her, his gaze was unfocused, and his expression was dazed. Inrusa, are you okay? Yi Linan slowly shifted his gaze to Inrusa's face. She waved a hand in front of his eyes. Yi Linan finally snapped out of it. He pressed his eyes shut tightly, his furrowed brows so tense they could crush a fly. Clicking his tongue, he turned his head to the side. When he reopened his eyes, his usual irritable expression was back in place. His tone was sharp. What could possibly be wrong with me? Inrusa raised an eyebrow. Are you sure? Yi Linan's tone grew even more cutting. It's just a face, so what if she looks like him? In my eyes, she's just an ordinary student. She is now, and she always will be. With that, he turned and strode away. Inrusa watched his retreating figure and murmured, you better hope that's true. When Sen Jing arrived at the classroom, she and Bai Chushu instinctively chose seats toward the back as usual. Not long after they sat down, Yi Linan entered. Tall and thin, he strode in with a scowl, his presence utterly intimidating. The students who knew him well immediately straightened up. Then they heard him say, hand in your assignments. The entire class immediately began passing their assignments forward in unison. Bai Chushu's back stiffened as she hurriedly took the homework from the student behind her and handed it forward along with her own. Once all the assignments were collected, Yi Linan did something unexpected. He began critiquing them one by one in front of the entire class. Had it been just ordinary feedback, it wouldn't have been so bad. But Yi Linan's words were sharp and cutting. He made no distinction between students from East Courtyard or West Courtyard. If there was a mistake, he had a uniquely sarcastic remark ready for it. Were you tired of holding up your head while doing your homework, so you just set your brain down instead? It's not your fault. Clearly, arithmetic didn't deserve your attention, otherwise, you wouldn't have mistaken a 7 for a 9. You got the chicken-rabbit problem wrong? The problem states, there are 30 heads and 94 feet. How many chickens and rabbits are there? The answer is 11 rabbits and 19 chickens. What? Did your co-op contain 2 3-legged golden crows? Interesting. This is the first time I've seen two people so in sync that they made the exact same mistakes. Hold on, let's see how many more kindred spirits we have in class. I'll gather all of you together so you can get to know each other properly. Bai Chushu felt her scalp about to explode. Why was he so good at insulting people? How could he remember every mistake he had ever seen and instantly recall where he had encountered the same error before? She was now regretting everything. She could handle being scolded, but Sen Jing was innocent. Bai Chushu truly experienced the consequences of wishful thinking. In the end, besides Bai Chushu and Sen Jing, there were 5 other students who were also called up. Bai Chushu was prepared to take the blame for Sen Jing. She lowered her head, her hands trembling with nervousness. However, to her surprise, Yi Linan suddenly fell silent. Puzzled, Bai Chushu lifted her head and saw Yi Linan tossing their assignments onto the desk. He said coldly, since you like copying so much, I'll let you copy to your heart's content. Each of you will rewrite this assignment 30 times and submit it to me by tomorrow. After he finished speaking, the classroom fell into silence. Everyone was waiting for Yi Linan to continue with his usual sharp remarks, but nothing came. Other than the punishment, he didn't throw out a single mocking comment. The 7 students who had been called up exchanged glances. That's it? Yi Linan looked at them and asked, why are you all still standing there? Do I need to personally invite you to sit? As soon as he said this, all seven of them quickly sat down, afraid that any delay might result in being subjected to his sharp tongue. As for why the usual storm of sarcasm turned into just a drizzle, perhaps he was too tired to scold them. Because the atmosphere was so tense, no one noticed that there was someone standing outside the classroom. That man had a stern expression. It was Yan Lanting, who had come straight to the academy after changing out of his court attire following the morning session. Despite his usual heavy workload, he stood outside the classroom, listening to Yi Linan scold the students for half the lesson. Only after confirming that Yi Linan couldn't bring himself to harshly reprimand Sen Jing, he silently turned and left.